Alaska X, mobile.
Is that LK mobile?
Well, hello again, Shane.
Is it out of Easley now?
Yes, sir. I just stopped and filled up with the liquid gold, and now I'm heading over to Greer.
So stop at the Murphy's there on White Horse?
Yes, sir, I do.
There now.
31 today.
Is that fuel being dirty or anything, or do you find it all right?
Any problems with it. I've been running it for, over a year, year and a half now.
So I have to keep that in mind. I did have a question I meant to ask you. It's another F-250 question, only this is an air condition. And it's not related to the extreme heat. Maybe it may be, but this happened the first time 3 or 4 weeks ago before we went on vacation. I was driving home from work, so it was, 7:30, 8 o'clock at night. And I had my air on, and suddenly it just went warm. It wasn't blowing cold at all. Turned it off and drove for a little while, turned it back on, and then it was fine. And it only did it that one time, but it did it again last night. So what's your diagnosis?
A couple of things. The system could be freezing up, or you could have a blend door that is losing vacuum and letting it fall down and open the heat up.
The question is that something I can check on my own, or do I need to take it somewhere?
Happening at random, it's probably going to be hard for them to find it too. There's a couple things you can check before you go. The hubs on those trucks are vacuum operated, and if the hose going down to the hub splits, it will cause it to drop vacuum and you can lose your blend door position that way. It will also default back to defrost instead of blowing out the vents. So that would be the first thing I would check.
Actually, I've experienced that, and I replaced the lines on the hubs. And if I get my truck at home and just turn it on and start driving almost immediately and try to put it in four-wheel drive going up the hill, I can get it to do that. I know the vacuum hasn't built up enough pressure. So I know that, and I know it's defaulted to defrost on that. I didn't know it would adjust the temperature, too.
Moves the blend door, but the whole system. That's what I was looking for.
So I don't know anything about that. I've experienced it defaulting to defrost when it loses vacuum, and I did replace those hoses probably a year and a half ago.
Common problem on those vehicles.
To freeze up, if that's what's happening, is it not enough or too much freon?
Possibly that, or you could just have a cycling switch. It isn't cycling like it's supposed to. So the best thing there is go have somebody put a set of gauges on it and actually diagnose it and see what's going on.
Yep, sounds good. It is random so far. It hasn't happened more. Of course, let's see. What is today? Wednesday. Yeah, I didn't drive it over the weekend. So it happened Tuesday night going home. So we'll see if it happens again. But that was a little disappointing when it was really still 90 degrees out at 7:30, 8 o'clock at night, and it suddenly got warm.
After a long day's work, that would be very disappointing.
Normally it's pretty cold. It keeps it pretty cold in that cab.
So they do have a good AC in it when it's working right.
Gives me something to plan for and to maybe keep an eye out for.
Okay, some, but there's no way for me to tell you this is exactly what's wrong with it on that one, on that truck. A lot of things I could, but not that.
Wasn't expecting that. I appreciate it. You pointed me in the right direction, though, hopefully. We'll just see what happens. I just, like last night, I just turned it off and rolled the windows down for a little while and turned it back on, and it got cold again. So, and then worked the rest of the way home.
And that's why I think it's a cycling switch, is because you're saying you can turn it off and turn it back on, and it'll work like it's supposed to. If it was low or on Freon or anything like that, it would just do it all the time. But with it being intermittent, that's why I'm leaning more toward a cycling switch. And they did have some issues with wiring getting broke with the age on them, right there on the cycling switches, right above the AC compressor and the oil dipstick.
First question is where it was located, so that gives me an idea. Yeah, you know, I flipped it off, but I was trying to remember. I think I turned it right back on, and it didn't seem to help, so I let it stay off for a little bit, you know, maybe 5 minutes, and that's when it seemed to come back. So I don't know if it, you know, I don't know if just turning it off and turning it right back on would correct it.
You're going to have to let it thaw out, which won't take it long, considering how hot it is under that hood, but you'll have to let it thaw out a little bit.
Up, will I be able to see it on some of the airlines?
They're always going to be frosted when it's working right.
I appreciate it. Well, that gives me something to research. Why would I want a vehicle that would just run with no issues? Because what's the fun in that?
It isn't made anymore either.
And it's been a good one. It rarely has issues, but this last one was a little expensive, but it's running like running like it should now.
Huge difference, Tim. And the trucks are reliable for the most part. I mean, they do have their issues just like anybody else's, but overall, they're good, reliable trucks.
Of our tractors that we have, I used to drive it all the time, but it got where, with the air conditioner running, if you stopped at a red light, it would just go warm air. Until you started moving. As soon as the vehicle started moving, it would get cold again. But I do too much stopping in traffic to drive that one.
That one's got a restriction in the airflow across the condenser.
Mention it to the mechanic we used to have. Of course, I think I told you, he's no longer there. And he didn't seem to be bothered by it because the guy that drove it at night, you know, he'd never stopped. He drove straight up to where he was going and then would stop. Of course, they don't let you idle them when you're parked on the yard. So he never had an issue with it.
Don't fix it if it ain't broke. That's what they always told us.
What we've got now, apparently he's been fixing a lot of stuff that was patched. He spent a lot of money, but they all seem to be running pretty well now.
Make all the difference in the world how well your fleet's maintained and does. But Shane, I'm going to have to jump out here for a minute. I am going to have to run into Staples and pick up some receipt paper, run out today. So you be careful out there, and I'll talk to you on down the log, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now.
Have a good day. Enjoyed it. N4ZLK.
10-4-DJC.
N4ZLK, how are you today?
Pretty cool right now. It's been pretty rough out this morning. This humidity has been awful last night and today. Of course, I know it's tough on you. I caught the tail end of Patrick over there, but I'm going to buy them. It sounds like he's fixing to jump out and do something.
It's really hot when I get out of this cab and go back in the trailer. And it seems to be extra hot in that trailer.
They don't cool very well back there. Remember when I was back in high school, I worked for company called National Vulcanized Fiber in Harlem, and we made boxes for the textile business, and they would be like, they were tall boxes, they would be like 2 feet wide by 3 feet long, and they would have metal, spring metal bottoms on them, and had wheels on them. We had to load those things up three high into those trailers, and man, I tell you one thing, we had fans, don't help. All that does is just blow more hot air on you.
Weight loss program too.
125. Then I didn't have a weight problem. It sure. I was amazed I could keep up with them. There were two of us did it. They'd always put us guys out there work 2 shifts. Sometimes they'd let us load them in the evening after 6. But it's still pretty toasty during the summertime. That's the only time I worked here from the time of school was in until it started back.
Gotta be careful. As long as you take breaks and drink a lot of fluids, it's not too bad, but anyway, it can get warm and dusty and everything else in the back of the trailers. Fortunately, I don't have to stay in them too long. It's just mostly the morning time. I do have one more delivery. It'll take me about 15 minutes back and forth inside, but loading up a bunch of... I could let somebody else get in the trailer and let them load it with the forklift. I don't have to worry about it after that.
Drive a forklift. I think the last time I worked there, I was 18, but we didn't use them much anyway because it really wasn't. But they had, when they had 17-18-year-old manpower, they didn't need to do it. We could load up a truck in about an hour and a half sometimes. We'd put them up there and get them down. And generally, I'm not very tall. They put me on the backside of it. I could get it up, help them get it up there. Load them in, but as fiberglass, that was fiber boxes, and fiberboard type boxes, but when we loaded boxes, they had glass on them, fiberglass size. I mean, I tell you one thing, that was awful. That is for a week after we loaded them.
Seems to bother you more when it's hot, when you're a little sweaty. Seems like it hangs onto your skin or gets into your skin better.
Didn't have to do it very often. We have one particular customer who wanted fiberglass on one side of the box. Thankfully, it was for the side. You didn't have to grab it to load it up. But they were slant top boxes. We did. We built them there, cut the fiberboard or glass, and I ran a punch press. They let me run a punch press there, brake presses. After I was 18, of course, but. Heard a lot of stuff there with riveted and all that sort of stuff. It was good work. As a matter of fact, when I graduated from high school, the guy that owned the company wanted me to offer me a job going into sales with him. And if I'd been smart, I would have done it then because I was that back in the late 60s. The textile industry was still going pretty strong.
Good. All up through the early 80s, isn't it?
Stayed in it till 2008. That was about the tail end of it. It already started going downhill. And through about 2000, it was pretty good. We probably had our best year. I think I sold about $2 million worth of stuff in 2001. But most of it was going overseas, Shane. It wasn't staying here in the States.
We lost all of that, but oh well. Anyway, I'm going to let you go, Jerry. I'm not far from where I'm going, and it's good to hear you this afternoon. Hope you enjoy you stay in the air condition for a while. Stay out of that heat. We'll talk to you later. N4DJC, N4ZLK.
Okay, Shane, take it easy. Stay cool. Have a safe trip. Talk to you later. N4DJC, clear.